Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. We thank you, Father, for this wonderful Sunday morning that we could come to thy presence, Lord, and praise thee and glorify thee and magnify thee, Lord. As we come into thy presence, Heavenly Father, as New Jerusalem Church, we bind all the powers of darkness in this universe, Father, that seek to destroy thy kingdom. Instead, let the kingdom of the enemy be destroyed. Manifest thy power, for thy kingdom come, thy name be hallowed, thy name be exalted, and thy voice shake the heavens and the earth.
Yes,
that all the ends of the earth may know that thou art God, thou art still on the throne, and thou reignest in heaven and earth. Hallelujah. Praise God. As we were, amen, praise God, as we were speaking in tongues and worshiping God, at the beginning of the worship, God was giving a message in tongues. And he was saying, when you see the mountains before you, do not stop, move forward. When you see the crooked paths before you, do not stop, go forward. For I will go before you and make the crooked places straight. I will cause the mountains to depart. On one condition, you have to have faith in me and move forward. When you move forward, all the obstacles in your life will be removed when you move forward.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. We read in the Bible that Esau wanted to kill Jacob. Esau was a man after the flesh. Even so, we see in the U.S. and all over the world, the enemy, the people after the flesh, want to wipe out Christianity. But Jacob had an intimate relationship with God, and God changed his name to Israel. So the presence of God will be with him. And he said, thou hast power with men and God and have won the victory. On the cross of Calvary, when Jesus said, it is finished, he had fought the battle and had won the victory for us. God had told Abraham, in thy seed shall all the nations be blessed, meaning Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ won the victory for us on the cross of Calvary. And so in the 21st century, independently in our life, or collectively as the Church of the Living God, the powers of darkness that come against us, we will go forth, we will move forward, and we will overcome for the sake of the bride of Christ that is scattered all over the world. Elijah said, I am the only one left and they want to kill me. And God said, no. I have 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to the image of Baal. And I have one fold, and they shall be brought into my fold, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. The heathen gathered together in Psalm 2 and said, let's wipe out Christianity. Let's wipe out God. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. When all this blasphemy is going on, when all this threat about Christianity and trying to bring communism, all that stuff is going on, what is God doing? He's laughing at all these people because it happened thousands of years back when the devil, Lucifer, went up to heaven and said, now I will be God. I will be like the Most High. I will sit on his throne. What happened when he went close? He should have understood that he which created the sun with millions and millions of volts of electricity and heat and calories. He got close to the throne of God. And fire came from the throne of God and consumed him and the army of Lucifer, so that their body was destroyed. And now they are spirits in third heaven, from where they will be cast down by the church, by the power of God Almighty, by the prayers of the church. Yes, the Bible says Michael fought and his angels fought with him against the enemy. But that war will not happen until the church prays and on the knees, because the Bible says they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Today we are going to focus on two things, fear and faith. The Bible says in the book of John, fear has torment. Fear comes because of anxiety, because we don't know the future, and the devil feeds some junk into our brain saying, you're not going to win the victory, you're going to fail. Look at the situation, it's getting really bad. If you draw a straight line according to the progression of this bad situation, that means you're going to fail. But God doesn't work in straight lines. It may appear that the devil has won three times. And so he might draw a straight line into infinity and say, well, you're going to lose every time. I won three times. Well, the Bible says in the Old Testament, they lost the battle. The Israelites lost the battle. And they said, Lord, do you want us to go again and fight? And God said, yes. A person went to Charles H. Spurgeon and said, you know, I failed my exam three times. Do I really need to stop trying? And Charles H. Spurgeon, the great man of God, who lived in the 18th century, I think, said, if at first you don't succeed, try, try, try again. The Bible says we are not those who give up, but those who move forward. The devil might have won the victory a few times. Who cares? The guy who gets the final victory is the victor. And we have read the back of the book and we win. And the Bible says, thanks be to God which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. What am I saying? The devil thought he won the victory when he nailed Jesus to the cross. But when Jesus said it is finished, and his blood was shed, and his life was given to the God the Father, and the temple of the tabernacle was torn from top to bottom, he found out that by killing Jesus and crucifying him on the cross, he fell into the plan of Almighty God. And instead of one Jesus, now there are going to be millions and millions of children of God who look like Jesus. Now, we are in the flesh, we are in the spirit, we are in the soul, in the name of Jesus Christ, and we have our daily chores to do, our bills to pay, our battles to fight, our prayers to pray, and it appears the enemy is conquering. That's how it was. The children of Israel walked through the Red Sea. Pharaoh followed them through the Red Sea. That's what is happening now. All those demons and rats are following us through the Red Sea. But the time is going to come when God will tell the church, raise up your hands that the waters may cover them. We want everyone to repent. We don't care how bad they are, how angry they are with us, how many Christians they want to kill. We want everyone to repent, for the blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth us from all sins. But there is a point of no return. God is not going to sit there patiently waiting for you until your last breath to give your life to Christ. If you keep rebelling against God, then there is a point of no return. That's what happened to Pharaoh and his host. The waters covered them. So we are victors. So we should not fear the enemy like the Israel said, oh, have you brought us into the wilderness where there are no place to bury a million of us? We are caught between the devil, Pharaoh, and the deep sea. And Moses said, fear not, stand still, and ye shall see the salvation of the Lord. When we see those fists raised up saying, we want to get rid of President Trump. We want to get rid of the Republicans. We want to get rid of the people that know the Bible. Just laugh at them. A guy walked into a store and told the clerk, give me the money. This is on primetime news. She said, I'm not going to give you money, but I'm going to give you what I have. I command you in the name of Jesus Christ, get out of this store right now. And the guy looked at the lady at the cashier's desk and he said, well, what about you? You give me the money. Well, she wasn't a Christian. She said, well, the store owner is not giving you the money. Why should I give you the money? And then he looked at the store owner and she had raised her hand and she kept on commanding in the name of Jesus. The guy went out, didn't fire a shot, and he robbed quite a few stores the same evening. What was the difference? At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Every problem shall fade away as the early morning mist. We are powerless without the name of Jesus. My wife was telling me about how one day her sister was attacked and she was with her sister. They were helpless and this guy had a knife and he raised his knife to kill her sister. And she immediately started speaking in tongues. As soon as my wife started speaking in tongues filled with the Holy Spirit, the person who had come to kill her sister started crying out. And instead of hurting my wife's sister, that knife went into his left hand and blood squirted out. And my wife, being a nurse, started treating him. And he started screaming, what am I doing to my sister? Why am I trying to kill my sister? You know, when all these demons and rats come against us, it is not them. There are demonic forces from the pits of hell that are driving them. If an automobile is running, it's running because there is gas, because there is ignition going on. These demons and rats are ignited by the bottomless pit, by the powers of darkness. So we need to stand against the powers of darkness. And the only thing that can stand between us and them is the name of Jesus. One day, Chief Pastor Lazar, he went for a church dedication. And all the Hindus, thousands, came to kill him and the church. He said, we are the army of God. Everybody come out of the church and all stand in battle array, lined up outside the church. Raise your hands, speak in tongues, and start crying out, shouting out, hallelujah. And as they started crying out, hallelujah, that thousands of people that had come to storm the church and kill them, they ran for their lives. They ran. I don't think they've run that fast in all their lives. Why? Because the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him. Our duty is to respect the Lord, is to exalt him and to glorify him. There is nothing so big that God cannot handle. Therefore, when the devil terrifies us, instead of our heart beating 160 beats a minute, we should make the devil's heart beat 150 beats a minute and tell him, I rebuke you, devil, in the name of Jesus. I bind you in the name of Jesus, because there is nothing so big that God cannot handle. Yes, Goliath was about 10 feet tall. He was mighty. Maybe 600, 700 pounds. His spear was probably as long as the beam in a house. Everybody was afraid. Why wasn't David afraid? He was filled with the Holy Spirit. He was filled with the power of God. We read about Samson. Why wasn't Samson afraid? He was filled with the Holy Spirit. We are supernatural. We have the power of God. There is nothing so big that God cannot handle. Therefore, we should not fear, for fear and faith are diametrically opposite. Fear, F-E-A-R, it's actually an acronym. Feeling exhausted and ridiculed by the devil. That's what fear is. Fear is focusing on the devil and getting terrified. faith is full assurance in the Almighty. So where is God Almighty? Is he there on the throne, way back up there, trillions of miles? No, he's living inside us. So who should the devil be afraid of? God who lives inside us. Jesus said, if any man believe my word and obey it, my Father, I and the Holy Spirit will come and dwell with him. Jesus said the kingdom of God is within you. There was Nebuchadnezzar, there was Darius the Persian, there was Alexander the Great, and there was Julius Caesar. But there is a kingdom that is greater than all those kingdoms, and that is the kingdom of Jesus Christ. Where is it? It is inside us. And we are the church of the living God. We are the Ark of the Covenant. We are children of Almighty God. Therefore, faith, full assurance in the Almighty, in trials and hardships. Yeah, they'll say they'll sue us. They'll say they'll kill us. They'll say they'll bring a gun and kill us. Who cares? We are children of God Almighty. We are here to fulfill the will of God. And we are like road rollers. Anything that's in our path, we will destroy, and we will implement God's plan, and we will bring in the kingdom of God, because the Bible says, I will speak in the last days, and the earth and the heaven shall shake. Who can stop us? It is written in Joel chapter 2, in the last days will come an army of strong people. Fire will burn behind them, and fire will burn before them. Nobody in this universe will be able to stop them. This is the church of the living God. Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So just because the sheep haven't joined New Jerusalem Church, it doesn't mean that we won't fight for them. We will, because one day there will be one body and one church, and the heavenly Jerusalem, and the power of God will be manifested, and we will be prepared for Christ's coming, because Christ's coming is very imminent. Faith, full assurance in the Almighty. Full assurance in the Almighty in trials and hardships. You can be absolutely sure that there are going to be trials and hardships, because the Bible says about the end time, many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked will do wickedly. And they that have been purified and made white will be taken up and will sit on thrones, and unto them the judgment and the kingdom will be given. Hallelujah, praise God. One thing that we need to understand is we are the bride of Christ. We have an intimate relationship with God. We are one with God. We are one with the Blessed Trinity, the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. God is not going to do anything now in these last days except through us, the Church of the Living God, and he's going to fulfill his will. May the Lord bless these words. Let us just say like Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, not my will, but thine be done. And let us move forward as the Church of the Living. There doesn't need to be too many people, because the Bible says in 1 Chronicles, I am seeking one man whose heart is blameless before me. That I can manifest my power through him all over the world. And there are three of us. Amen. And the Bible says a threefold cord cannot be broken. We are not looking for numbers. We are looking for unity, oneness, and intimacy with the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. We will win. We will establish God's kingdom on this earth. Satan will be crushed under our feet. Because we have power in the name of Jesus. I love that song. We've got the power in the name of Jesus. So many years Satan tried to stop us, but the church of God is still alive on this earth. We have the power over all the powers of darkness. Yep, we might look feeble, maybe 5 feet, maybe 6 feet tall, 200 pounds. Don't underestimate us, Lucifer, because we are children of Almighty God. And you demons and rats and the powers of darkness and communism and everything that is against the doctrine of God, we will crush you under our feet because we are children of God Almighty. If you don't know who we are, read John chapter 1, read Joel chapter 2, and quit acting like you can do anything you want. You can do nothing. Neither can we do nothing, anything. But I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. May God bless these words and strengthen us and empower us and help us to enjoy the presence of God and the intimacy of the relationship of God. Though the fig tree do not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, the produce of the olive fail, the flocks be cut off from the field, and there be no herds in the stalls, yet will I rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. If there's no food on this planet, that's fine. God will rain manna from heaven. If there is no water on this planet, God will give us water from the rock. For man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Therefore, we will not bow to any human being. We will not bow to any demon. We will not bow to any king or anyone on this planet or anything except the Lord God Almighty. And we have the sword in our right hand and the Holy Spirit in our Holy of Holies, which is the Spirit. We will march forward, we will win the victory, and God's plan will be fulfilled very fast. According to the book of Revelation, the letter has been given to Lucifer. The date has been fixed. He has been told this is the end date for you. After that, you will be thrown into the lake of fire and tormented forever and ever. So he knows the date. That's why you see buildings going up in flames all over this country. Riots. Demons and powers of darkness. Oh, wait a minute, Pastor. How do you know that these are demons? Yep. The Bible says in the book of John, the devil cometh to steal and to kill and to destroy. A person who steals, well, you saw the shoplifting. A person who kills, yeah, you saw the young people getting killed. You saw the destruction, businesses and buildings getting burned. That's perfectly fitting. The thief cometh to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and they might have it more abundantly. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is coming soon. These are all distractions. I know when I was growing up, suddenly a guy used to say, oh, there's fire there. And then everybody focus on the fire. And a few minutes later, everybody's looking at their pocket. What happened to my wallet? Someone stole my wallet. Well, you were focusing on the fire. Well, somebody grabbed your wallet. That's what is happening. Distractions. Instead of being distracted, let's get attracted. Let's be like Apostle John, who was sleeping, lying, feeling the heartbeat of Jesus. If anyone wanted to get any news from Jesus, they used to ask John because he was always leaning on the shoulders of Jesus. In the Song of Solomon, we see the bride leaning on the shoulders of Jesus. We will come out of the wilderness very soon when the trumpets sound. But let us lean on the shoulders of Jesus. Let us not be perturbed about anything that's happening on this planet. God will take care of us. God will take care of our family. God has prepared eternity for us. This flash of lightning, this twinkling of an eye, life on this earth is nothing in His sight. We have a work to do. We have a preaching to preach. We have people to save by the blood of Jesus Christ. And it will be by the power of Almighty God. When I came into this country, I asked the Lord, Lord, can I go out and start preaching and give tracts and share the word? And that night, I heard God's voice. He said, do not teach or preach to this people, because they will not listen. But I will stretch forth my hands with signs and wonders and mighty deeds. And therein will my church be established. And I will manifest my power and I will speak. And the heavens and the earth shall shake. May the Lord bless these words and strengthen us.